The Biden administration has reportedly run out of ideas to encourage more people to get the corona vaccine. This is from Seth Meyers. Luckily, the virus is coming up with new ideas all the time. Arsenio Hall in for Jimmy Kimmel said, I'm vaccinated. It's Johnson & Johnson, though. My bad. Johnson & Johnson. I thought it was like a small black business. I don't know no white folks named Johnson. Fallon, when his staff suggested bringing in popular music artists, Joe Biden was like, great idea. How about Glenn Miller or the Andrews Sisters? It's kind of a hack joke, but it's kind of funny. Seth Meyers points out Fox News Media plans to launch a 24-hour weather channel later this year. He said, finally, branching out into something where it's acceptable to be wrong half the time. Seth also joked about Mattel's release of a Barbie modeled after tennis star Naomi Osaka and added that the Barbie doll of a reporter is already mad at her. Seth also weighed in on Donald Trump Jr. trying to do jokes at CPAC and said the last time somebody bombed that badly, he became the Joker. All right, this next story sucks, man. From The Independent, a comedy club has been threatened with violence after canceling shows by comedian Andrew Lawrence after he tweeted racist jokes about England's black footballers. Everything here is terrible. Told you the story yesterday. Lawrence's horrible tweet was, all I'm saying is the white guys scored, equality, diversity, crap penalties. So the Concord Club in Eastleigh, Hampshire has revealed that their decision to cancel Lawrence's show was met with threats of violence towards the staff. On their Facebook page, they wrote, sometimes I despair at some people in the world and today's another day of this. Further to our difficulties yesterday with having to cancel a comedian date due to his tweets, our staff have been subjected to threats of the most evil kind. It went on to detail an email received from Gordon that left some of our staff shaken. They added that the police have been notified in the hopes of tracing the lowlife. The email accused the Concord Club of making a, quote, foolish mistake, unquote, and threatened to assault staff at random, most likely with a hammer in the back of the head as they leave at night. Time out, man. Okay, some guys missed some kicks. An idiot wrote some racist things. Cancel a club. There's no reason to hit anybody with a hammer. What is wrong with everybody top to bottom, man? Jeez. Among the other threats against the club, quote, managers will be grabbed and stabbed, as well as family members who will be targeted. They warn you had better be on your effing toes. What is wrong with people? Even if you support racist tweets, they canceled a show. Who cares? Play somewhere else then. Now, the other day after the criticism, Andrew Lawrence said, I can see this has offended a lot of people, and I'm sorry that black guys are bad at penalties. He's now released a video. He defended his remark as a joke while blaming equality and diversity quotas for England fans being racist. Speaking under the guise of Terry Slimecrasher of Dream Crusher Management, a character evidently modeled on his former agent, Lawrence acknowledged he, quote, got himself into a bit of trouble, unquote, with some, quote, cheeky jokes before going on to repeat them. This from Newsweek. Lawrence said, obviously, that sort of joke isn't going to do well with the woke cultural Stassi. Andrew Lawrence will continue to post regular videos on Patreon and is incredibly grateful to you for your continued support. Lawrence said, personally, I thought England fans being racist after the match were a disgrace, but we live in a culture where for the past decade, white working class men have been hugely discriminated against in every workplace because of equality and diversity quotas. And with the resentment that has caused, you probably got to expect a bit of backlash, haven't you? A bit of racism here and there. He signed off saying, all the best to Andrew Lawrence. He's been properly stitched up. All right, switching topics, Louis C.K. told you he sold out his shows in Madison pretty quickly. Madison comedian Alan Talaga tweeted, it is absolutely disgusting that Comedy Club on State is booking Louis C.K. Talaga said he never planned on performing at that venue again. Madison writer Jessica Gillickson said, this has been my fave local comedy venue for years. Can't imagine returning anytime soon. One of the operators of the club told the Wisconsin State Journal, no comment. All right, let's switch to something fun. Ice-T spoke to Hip Hop DX. Remember on Chappelle's show, the player hater sketch? I love those. Ice-T explained to us what a player hater is. He said, I'm going to read this in my normal voice. If I try and channel Ice-T at all, it's not going to go well. So in my normal voice, I will read the transcript. A player hater is just someone who hates you because you're fly. They hate your flyness about you. A player hater is like, why he got two girls and I can't even get one. Why he got to have five cars. It's like they hate the player in you. Whatever it is about you, it drives them crazy. If you're a girl and other men like you, they hate that part of you. They don't hate the square part of you. They hate the player part of you. And they will talk down on you. And they'll always give every excuse why they were unable to pull it off. And I bet you it sounded a lot cooler when Ice-T said it. Let me take a minute here to plug my travel podcast. It is called Travel Is Back. It's just me telling stories once a week about some places I've been and what I like to do there. This week, the top beaches in New Jersey, the United States, and the world. I name Johnny Mac's top three beaches in the world. One is in the States and pretty close to where I live. The other two are international beaches. Travel is back wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, let me tell you a quick story. So I had told you guys I got a new car, some driving the other night. I got rear-ended as I was trying to enter the Lincoln Tunnel. Not happy. I go flying out of the car. I lose my mind. I'm screaming at the other driver. I'm taking pictures. Meanwhile, I'm blocking the entrance to the Lincoln Tunnel at rush hour. People are not happy. This thing goes full New York City movie / Seinfeld episode. Everybody's honking and screaming. So then a woman 5 stories up starts yelling out her window at me going, "You gotta move that car." "I'm not moving the car." "You gotta move the car." Everybody's honking. "I'm not moving the car." "I'm gonna call the cops." "Call the cops." "Well, I'm gonna call them." "Good. I want them to come. The number's 911. So apparently she called the cops. 2 beat cops showed up and they're like, "Hey, man, you can't block the entrance to Lincoln Tunnel." I'm like, "No problem. Just wanted you to see what happened here." Took my pictures, pulled over, dealt with it. Not happy. The car is 2 months old, man. The Great Outdoors Comedy Festival is aiming to be Western Canada's largest comedy festival. Second Glen, road trip, Edmonton. I've never been there. Let's see. Friday, August 3rd, David Spade, Nikki Glaser, Donnell Rawlings. I don't know who's playing Saturday, but on Sunday, it's Chelsea Handler, Sean Majunder, and Cindy Rivers. Might be able to skip that one in Second Glen, but Spade, Glazer, Rawlings, maybe we do a little road trip, you know? It's at the Edmonton Exhibition Lands Racetrack Infield. Sounds awesome. Tickets are $69 to $129 per person, presumably Canadian. Who knows? If you're curious, it's greatoutdoorscomedyfestival.com. Or you could stay home and watch HBO Max, because Thursday, August 19th, Marlon Wayans has a new special. It's called You Know What It Is. It's his first special since 2018's Woke-ish. In this one, Wayans dives into lifelong fears. These range from the inconsequential, such as people with outie belly buttons, to the more significant, such as raising a daughter, dealing with a rebellious teenage son, and his greatest fear, the realization that his bad decisions are what tore his family apart. His journey towards self-awareness can be encapsulated in the simple phrase, "You know what it is." From The Hollywood Reporter, Roku Brand Studio is releasing a 6-episode comedy talk show for some reason. This one's hosted by Randall Park. It's called The Show Next Door. The first 2 episodes of the show are already available on your Roku. The next 4 will come out on a weekly basis. You'll get to see Park speak with Tony Hale, Terrell Owens, Fortune Feimster, Jason Mraz, Mark Duplass, and Gina Yashir over cocktails, which are bourbon-based, I am told. Sounds exciting. Hey, Yahoo says production has now started on Spreadsheet, a sex comedy series that is among the first locally commissioned dramas for streaming platform Paramount Plus. You know Paramount Plus? The one with the Star Trek show even I hate. And I love Star Trek. I do not have Paramount Plus. That's how bad Star Trek is these days. We digress. Spreadsheet is an 8-part comedy series about a divorced, hectic mother of 2 who is looking for sex without commitment. With the help of her best friend, she develops a database of sex options customized to ensure her sushi train of sex rolls around with variety and order amidst the chaos of her life. What Lauren didn't expect was a slew of needy men, which apparently even a well-managed Excel tracker can't control. That is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.